ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 4, Text 38 and 39. I'll read text 38 and we'll do 39 together. Yatamayonge samupekshito nribhir na shokyate ruda padash chikitsitum Yatendriya grama upekshitastata ripur mahan buddha balona chal yate. As a disease, if initially neglected, becomes acute and impossible to cure, or as the senses, if not controlled at first, are impossible to control later, an enemy, if neglected in the beginning, later becomes insurmountable. Mulam, the foundation. He, indeed. Vishnu is Lord Vishnu. Devanam, of the demigods. Yatra, wherein. Dharma, religious principles. Sanatana, traditional or eternal. Tasya, of this foundation. Cha, also. Brahma, Brahminical civilization. Go, cow protection. Vipra, Brahmanas. Tapa, austerity. Yajna, performing sacrifices. Sadakshana, with proper remuneration. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The foundation of all the demigods is Lord Vishnu, who lives and is worshipped wherever there are religious principles, traditional culture, the Vedas, cows, brahmanas, austerities, and sacrifices with proper remuneration. Responsively, the foundation of all the demigods is Lord Vishnu, who lives and is worshipped everywhere. Who lives and is worshipped everywhere or wherever. There are religious principles, traditional culture, the Vedas, cows, brahmanas, austerities, and sacrifices with proper remuneration. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Here is a description of Sanatana Dharma, eternal religious principles, which must include Brahminical culture, brahmanas, sacrifices, and religion. These principles establish the kingdom of Vishnu. Without the kingdom of Vishnu, the kingdom of God, no one can be happy. Nate vidu svartakating hi Vishnu. In this demonic civilization, people unfortunately do not understand that the self-interest of human society lies in Vishnu. Durashaya ye bahir artamanana. Thus they are involved in a hopeless hope. People want to be happy without God consciousness or Krishna consciousness because they are led by blind leaders who lead human society to chaos. The Asuric adherents of Kamsa wanted to disrupt the traditional condition of human happiness and thus defeat the devatas, the devotees, and demigods. Unless the devotees and demigods predominate, the asuras will increase, and human society will be in a chaotic condition. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So translation 38 and 39. As a disease, if initially neglected, becomes acute and impossible to cure, or as the senses, if not controlled at first, are impossible to control later, an enemy, if neglected in the beginning, later becomes insurmountable. The foundation of all the demigods is Lord Vishnu, who lives and is worshipped wherever there are religious principles, traditional culture, the Vedas, cows, brahmanas, austerities, and sacrifices with proper remuneration. So here the ministers, advisors of King Kamsa, they are rightly pointing out that if one's enemy is disregarded in the beginning, he can become very powerful. So they're stating here very clearly that Vishnu is worshipped by religious principles, traditional culture, Vedas, cow protection, brahmanas, austerities, sacrifices. So this is the purpose. The Lord appears to reestablish religious principles. Because in this world, people are being misled by so-called leaders. Prabhupada would often challenge teachers. If you don't know what is the ultimate purpose or goal of life, why you are teaching, you're cheaters. So human life is meant to inquire as to, well, what is the purpose and goal of life? So here we're having an extreme case of the ruler who was feeling a little bit sorry for his mischievous behavior of killing the sons of Devaki and Vasudev, and was giving philosophical talk about karma, karmana daivanitrena. Because of the laws of karma, whatever we have certain reactions coming to us by Mother Nature. You perform good activities, you get good results. Perform bad activities, you get bad results. But everything in this material world, good or bad, keeps us in this world of repeated birth and death and suffering. So Krishna repeatedly incarnates. This is like in Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing about how to focus our mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. We hear of all the different incarnations of Krishna, why he appeared, how he appeared to save the devotees, and how to reestablish religious principles, and how to annihilate those who are misleading or abusing the devotees. But we see so much of that even in today's society. In schools, they took out the prayer of God. They want to become neutral to everything. They think that science or that just living in society and everyone can follow whatever they want to follow. If your religion means that you can kill the cow or kill the unborn baby in the womb, that's okay. But the Rajarshis, the rulers, were actually representatives of God. And they understood what it means to uphold religious principles. And what are religious principles? But sacrifice, protecting the cows, which are giving milk, which is giving nourishment to the brain, so we can refine our brain in such a way that we can contemplate the higher values, the spiritual values of life. Because nobody wants to get old, diseased, and die. But in Vrindavan, we're seeing that every day people are dying. Even many members of our society are also dying. And we're seeing how people are suffering in the material world in a very acute way. Whenever there is propagation of God consciousness, then the governments or the demonic people, they want to stop. Oh, this chanting of Hare Krishna is a nuisance. You know, must stop these. And those who are propagating Krishna consciousness, they sometimes put them in jail or try to not allow the religious principles to continue because they feel that this will interfere with our sense gratification. This will interfere with our economic development, because ultimately, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, follow religious principles, so that by following these religious principles, artha, material I will get wealth. This is the whole idea, that people are performing some austerity, they're working very, very hard to get money so they can enjoy in this material world. So Kamsa and his followers, they wanted to kill Vishnu because it was predicted that Krishna would appear and he would destroy or kill Kamsa. So they figure, Vishnu, he's our enemy. God's our enemy. Let us now kill all the newborn babies. Let us kill all the saintly personalities, those who are performing sacrifices, austerities, slaughter the cows, as they are doing in society now. And people are not actually following religious principles and not reading or understanding the Vedas. This sadhu sangha is not taking place. Where do people congregate? In bars and in rallies, take over the Capitol building, and political rallies. And unfortunately, due to sinful activities, the whole world is suffering. It's not by chance that disease is spread. It's not by chance that there are earthquakes or that there is heavy storms. Mother Nature is reciprocating and chastising. Because in the prison house, material world like a prison house, that we've left the association of Krishna in the spiritual world. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We're also tiny little enjoyers, eternal servants of Krishna, meant to serve Krishna and love Krishna. And by that service of the Lord, we actually achieve great happiness. Someone may think that by serving God, the mood of service, being a servant, is a low position. But we often hear how the gopis who left all so-called custom, left their family, and left everything when Krishna was calling. But obviously Krishna was speaking to them philosophy that no, you should not break the regulations and rules and regulations, custom, the custom of the society. Go home. The gopis did not want to hear the philosophy from Krishna. They simply, out of love, they spontaneously went to Krishna, not to achieve anything other than that loving relationship. So it's not that we go to church and pray to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please give us health, give us strength, you know, protect my relatives, and you know, give me a nice house, a nice car. All these things will make me happy." Prahlad Maharaj, after serving Krishna, Prahlad is a great devotee of the Lord. Shishi Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishaka, Radhesham. Prahlad Maharaj, after Hiranyakashipu appeared, after the Lord appeared and destroyed Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu was telling Prahlad, "Why are you worshipping some other god? You should worship me, I am God." Many great yogis or mystics or persons who are performing their meditation with the idea that I will become very powerful, I will also become God. This they call Mayavadi philosophy, that I'll perform, you know, worship of the demigods, and I'll perform some austerity, give charity and sacrifice. It appears very religious, but their ultimate motive is to become the supreme controller. So here Kamsa, he thought that I am the supreme ruler, I am in control, and all his ministers are convincing him that, yes, you know, these people, these demigods are very weak, and this Vishnu, he'll die. All we have to do is kill all kinds of sacrifices, all kinds of austerities that are being performed by the Brahminical culture. So this repression was taking place at Kamsa's time. In many places in the world, they don't allow religious principles to carry on, you know, performing sacrifices. But also, in this age of Kali Yuga, these so-called sacrifices, this karma, jnana, and yoga. Karma means I do activities and I get some reward. Jnana, they see that that's not ultimately satisfying, so let me cultivate some knowledge and understanding of the higher principles. But that's also not the ultimate goal, because the unsuccessful jnani, he is also forced to die and take birth again in this world. Then there are yogis. Many kinds of different types of yoga practices are there. But bhakti yoga is considered the topmost, the highest, because by bhakti, you're cultivating a relationship with Krishna. We worship the deities because the Lord is present everywhere, in every atom, in the stone, in the wood, in the air. Krishna is present everywhere. But because of our forgetfulness, we're driven by passion and ignorance in this material world. We get covered of a relationship with Krishna, and we're thinking that, let me just go out and try to enjoy this material life. I have nice family, I have wealth, I can have some happiness. But there's no happiness, because ultimately we're all forced to get diseased, old, and die. And they say, well, devotees also get old and diseased and die. But fixing the mind on serving the Lord, rising early, We're bathing the Lord, we're dressing the Lord with beautiful ornaments, make sure that everything is sparkly, shiny, clean. And this is a mentality that I'm cooking for Krishna. So this cooking, the mind, and also the offering is one of purification and cleanliness. And devotees are getting up early, although sometimes tired. They come eagerly. Come and see the deities and dance before the deities. There's various principles. It's a very scientific process how to practice religious principles, how to awaken traditional culture, and how to get free from the entanglement, the imprisonment of this Durga, this fortress. You cannot get out of this material prison house. No one breaks out. Unless we please the Lord, unless we see bhakti yoga, the process that is being given by the guru parampara, sadhu shastra guru, this is traditional. Krishna himself is the giver of religious principles. Srila Prabhupada is carrying the message of all the great acharyas, the Goswamis, the essence of all scripture, and is giving it to us in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we go through the 10 cantos of hearing about the Lord, His pastimes of incarnations, all the various prayers of all the great saints and demigods praying to the Lord, glorifying Him, announcing His magnanimous appearance. So it's not that the gopis were there just, they knew Krishna was the Lord, but they at the same time just wanted to love Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj, although he was being given a benediction by Krishna, imagine the Lord comes and says, okay, whatever you want, think about it. Whatever you want, you can ask. I'll give you whatever you want. And Prahlad said, no, I'm not a merchant. I want to serve you out of love and devotion. So to get free of that desire to think that we can make an arrangement where there's perpetual happiness in this world separate from serving God is just the illusion that keeps this material world going on. There's unlimited living beings in the spiritual world fully satisfied by serving Krishna, having loving exchanges with the Lord. It may sound like utopia or some sort of fairy tale, but there's description of how beautiful the spiritual world is and how happy everyone is to be there in whatever relationship they have with Krishna. But above and beyond that, sometimes the governor or the king goes to the prison house to see what is the condition of all those who are suffering in this prison house. So the same thing. When Lord Kapila appeared, he was giving his mother a chance to ask questions, Devahuti. And she's asking, how do I get free from this bodily attachment? I'm not intelligent, you know, I'm low-born, but, you know, give me the process or tell me how to become free from this repetition of birth and death in this world. Sanatana Goswami also saying, who am I? What is my actual nature? So Krishna is speaking to Arjuna the same philosophy that he spoke to Devahuti as Kapila Dev. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also re-emphasizing the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Dehino sminya tadehe komarang yovinang jara tatadehantara prapti dhiras tatrana muyati. One who is actually dhira, who's fixed in the knowledge of the absolute truth, who understands the teachings or the goal of life, he understands the body is continually changing from boyhood to youth to old age. At the time of death, the body is finished, but the soul continues. So the real person, the real entity, is the eternal spirit soul. He's unborn, undying, everlasting, primeval. And that is our true nature. Just like when you take the battery out of the clock stops working. Put the battery in, tick, 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 it starts working. So without the spirit soul, within this mass of bones and blood, with a head, legs, and hands, everything is there. It's working because the spirit soul is animating consciousness throughout the whole existence. And that eternal glowing consciousness is part of Krishna. It's non-different than Krishna. And in the human form of life, after 8,400,000 species of life, we hear about that. Krishna Prabhupada says it's very scientific. There's so many aquatics, so much plant life, so many beasts and animals, birds, and so many, only 400,000 forms of human life are there. And among the 400,000, only a few are actually civilized and intelligent enough to inquire, who am I? Why am I forced to suffer in this world of demonic persons and being led by blind leaders? They say the blind leading the blind. If there's a huge ditch and a blind man is holding your hand and taking you, you're all going to fall into the ditch. But those who are seers of the truth, those who are actually awakened, their God consciousness, or sent by the Supreme Lord, the Lord sends His very confidential devotees. He sends His messengers. And what does a messenger do? He gives us the message of Godhead. He gives us a way to become free from suffering and illusion. And this all takes place in this world repeatedly, from one kingdom to another kingdom, just like in the West, in America, some hundreds of years ago, the Europeans came there and they conquered over the Indians and they said, this is our country. So maybe in a few hundred years, a thousand years, another party will come and conquer them and it'll be their country. So we're thinking, this is my country. But actually it all belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's. Bharatvarsh was the whole world. So we think, oh, this Africa is our country. India is our country. America is our country. England, you know. And this bodily identification and family tradition is very strongly ingrained in everyone. Very difficult. Why would Queen Kunti pray to Krishna, free my attachment from my family and also my parental family? Or like when you get married and you have a father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, you inherit a whole relationship and identity. So when we actually dedicate our lives to Krishna, we actually become part of Krishna's family. Because no one's a mother, a father, although we have children, I have children, I have grandchildren. But we don't neglect our responsibilities. We perform our responsibilities. Duty is important. Dharma is important. But the idea is that we need to become free from the bodily identification. We need to become attached to the Krishna's family, the spiritual family. Because when we leave this world, we want to go back to Krishna, part of Krishna's family. Just like so many devotees have dedicated their lives and worked either by propagating God consciousness or selflessly serving the deities, serving the devotees. There are many ways of serving Krishna. One of my favorite verses, yat karoshi yad shnasi yad jahoshi didasi yad yat tapasyasi kauntiya tad kuru swadma arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever work you perform, whatever austerity you perform, do it as a sacrifice for Krishna. So we're performing some austerities, I mean, following the principles, regulative principles. That's you have to control the mind. Just like a disease, if it's not controlled, it very easily can come back. I think Krishnamurti came back from Bombay. He said he had bronchitis, so he was taking his medicine. He came back to Vrindavan and he said, I stopped taking my medicine and it came back again, the disease. So I'm taking my medicine all over again. So if we think that, oh, now I'm okay, I've taken shelter of Prabhupada or Krishna, I have my guru, I'm okay. No, we have to continue taking our medicine. We have to still get up in the morning, come to the program. We still have to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. We're praying to Krishna, praying to Srimati Radharani, praying to Lord Balaram, Gornitai, please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and engage me as one of your servants. Lord Chaitanya is saying, I have no attraction for the holy name, but you've invested all the power, all the energy, all the whole spiritual kingdom is manifest in your holy name. So you continue chanting the holy name. Take the medicine of hearing Krishna Katha. We may think that I want to hear some story or some political rally. Let me read about, you know, why is it that this president was no good and this president's going to be better, or this, that, this, that. This politics is actually gramyakata. It's a waste of time. The loving affairs between man and woman and this intrigue and that intrigue, and the father-in-law hates the son-in-law and he defeats everybody, and the two go off on their white horse and live happily ever after. It doesn't happen. This is all basically people's fantasies and ideas that there is some real happiness in this world, because it all ends with death, with the end of this body, which is a short term. Maybe in different yugas you could live 100,000 years. Maybe 10,000 years, maybe 1,000 years. Nowadays, if you make it to 80, oh, he had a full life. Very good. He lived a full life. It's okay. What is this full life? The ant or the insect may be born, and then at night they go by the light, and you see hundreds of them, thousands of them out on the floor from their whole life is in less than 12 hours. So this is the material world. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punar Avartano Arjuna. From the highest planet down to the lowest planet, all are places of misery, of repeated birth and death. So, how seriously should we take what we hear and who we associate with? Kamsa's hearing that no, we have to kill religious principles, we have to kill the Brahmanas, we kill the Vedas, we kill the cows, we kill, sacrifice, everything should be killed. Then Vishnu will be dead, and then we'll enjoy, we'll be happy. This is illusion. But if you hear that Prahlad Maharaj's message, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, hearing, chanting, remembering the Lord, you know, worshipping the lotus feet, offering prayers, surrendering your life to the Lord. I did a short recording yesterday, 64 qualities of what is beneficial for serving Krishna. And, you know, offenses to avoid. How, if you really, really want to understand scientifically the process of Krishna consciousness, you need sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoi. By associating with sadhus, saintly persons, good ministers, isn't it? You need good association, because by bad association, the gateway to hell is open. You're going down. We're all going down by bad association. And bad association are associated with those who are only interested in sense gratification, being cruel to others. They don't have the quality of titikshava, kurunika, suhrida, sarvadehanam. Being tolerant is a great quality. Being merciful, being a friend to all living beings. How can one claim to be God conscious when a God conscious person understands that Krishna is in everyone's heart? So, how can I kill the cow? How can I kill the animal? How can I disrespect others if the Lord's in their heart? And actually, Krishna's the father. So we want to become part of Krishna's family. So Krishna's family means everyone. And this is Lord Jesus is praised that all the living entities are coming and they feel very comforted in his association. Love thy neighbor, you know, love everyone. And this is the image, understanding of a godly person, that he's very loving, compassionate, very tolerant, very merciful. And if we don't develop these godly qualities, and if we're not following the regulations, rules and regulations, Prabhupada often mentioned, I don't know about often, but that if I gave you all the rules and regulations, you would faint. You would not be able, you'd think, oh, this is impossible. Like Arjuna felt, that I can't control the mind, I can't control the senses, how am I going to do this? Because my mind is so powerful, my desire to enjoy is so strong, I'm driven by my ego, someone says the wrong thing to me, I can rip off their head and kill them. You know, this is the material disease, false ego. But this is naturally dissolved by bhakti, by bhakti yoga, imperceptibly. That I'm doing my duty, I'm trying to serve my spiritual master. I'm hearing this Bhagavad Katha, the glories of Krishna, the glories of the spiritual world. Then, imperceptibly, all the dirt that's covering our heart, all the lust which is embedded in our senses and mind. The senses are actually meant for worship, serving the demigods, the mind worshiping Lord Vishnu. So the best way to perform yajna, sacrifice, and the best medicine for this age, Kali Kalir Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan. We don't know how to perform all the rituals and regulations. Some of the pujaris are pretty good at it. You know, the mantras and the purificatory process, and there are so many rules and regulations which govern deity worship, Brahminical life. But because most people, some of us included, are products of Kali Yuga, very fallen in our birth, and this age of Kali is full of bad qualities. The one most powerful and recommended in all the scriptures, Golokir Premadan Harinam Sankirtan, is coming from the spiritual world. The names of God comes from the spiritual world. It's not just somebody's idea of making a cool song, popular hit, Maha Mantra. It is a very, very popular hit. And people are attracted to the Maha Mantra. So keep chanting the holy name of the Lord. And by this chanting process, the fog will dissipate. The illusion of being happy in this world will go away. And that desire for being an associate of Krishna and Krishna's devotees will increase. If we don't develop the desire, and what is that? Rupa Goswami says, Atyahara Prayasascha Prajalponi Amagraha Janasagascha Lalyangcha Shadbir Bhakti Vinashyati, that avoid overeating. Trying to remember that one. Avoid bad association. Think of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Worship the devotees. Serve the devotees. Raghunath Das Goswami daily would offer obeisances to Vaishnava 1,000 times. So this is real humility. When you're bowing down to someone genuinely, you actually feel that the Lord's in his heart. I'm bowing down to that person because the Lord's in his heart. And by even coming to the classes daily, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, we say that Nitya Bhagavat Sevaya, that we're serving Bhagavatam by hearing Bhagavatam. And now there's, I think in the GBC post and email, the importance of reading Srila Prabhupada's books on a daily basis. Have a regulated schedule, just like you regularly have your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, whatever it might be. It's a regulation. And we regularly perform many other duties. So we need to add the Krishna Katha to our regulation, that every day I need to hear about Krishna. And by hearing, then you can stay strong in your mood of service and preaching. Because we want to also help the conditioned souls. This is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna says, there's no one more dear to me than he who broadcasts this message of Bhagavad Gita. What does that mean? Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. Who does not want to hear God's song? Everyone has their songs. Everyone has their philosophy. Everyone has their idea of so-called happiness. But this is Krishna's song, God's song, Bhagavad Gita. And he's delivering to Arjuna the message to help one become deathless, eternal. If you see a movie that this person has become deathless, I think even vampires are deathless, right? You know, you see so many mystical movies out there about,
oh, you know, have superhuman strength, these people, and the people are very attracted to deathless. Yeah. We can become deathless by understanding we're not the body, we're spirit soul. And the spirit soul's business is to chant the Lord's name, to glorify Krishna, to hear the pastimes of Krishna. In the villages, in olden days, and maybe even now, in the evening time, they all gather together to hear Ramayana, Mahabharata, to hear the glories of Krishna, to hear the glories of Lord Ram, all the great Vaishnavas' activities. And this gives them great pleasure. But now what do people do? It's just nonsense. You know, they get involved in just simply illicit activities in politics. So no one should subject themselves to bad association. If you see that someone is not glorifying Krishna or criticizing others, better to go away. Because there's so much fault in everybody, we don't need to hear about how somebody else has so many deficiencies. We should see that Krishna has all good qualities. Bhagavan, who possesses all strength, all beauty, all knowledge, wisdom, renunciation. These are all qualities of the Supreme Lord, and we have them in minute. But if we don't ignite them, we have to ignite the fire, just like wood has fire in it. And once you apply the heat, it ignites. So we need to, we are like an iron rod, this material body, but keep the iron rod in the hot fire, it becomes red hot. It acts just like fire. So if your body, hands, legs, head, tongue, ears, everything is engaged in Krishna's service, it becomes Krishnized, spiritualized, becomes transcendental. It may appear as material, but the guru, Krishna's body is not material. Spiritual master's body is not material. Although due to our mundane vision, we may see, oh, what makes it prasad? You made some prayer, some offering? Yes. With love and devotion, Krishna says, patrang pushpang palang tayang yome bhaktya prayachati. We're making an offering of fruit, water, leaf, something simple. But Krishna, he sees the love and devotion. Krishna's personal. It's not that Krishna's not paying attention. We don't pay attention, but Krishna's always paying attention. He's very acutely attentive. And we're doing a devotee care means that we're trying to somehow take care of devotees. And I was reading, I think it was in Australia, Srila Prabhupada finished his morning walk. It was a cold day. I think Kurma Prabhu wrote this. And they all packed into the car, the servants and the ABC, GBC president. They all were in the car. It was a full car, but there was two devotees still outside. And Prabhupada asked, you know, you want to come in? No, Prabhupada, we have our car there. So although Prabhupada, Jagat Guru, spiritual master of the world, he's already in a tightly congested car, ready to go back, but still out of his compassion and mercy, he was very thoughtful. For even, you think, how insignificant I must be that the Jagat Guru, spiritual master, is thoughtful. And so this is an example of the love and compassion of the pure devotee, and we have to, as servants, act on his behalf in the same mood of helping others. You know, so we have this obligation and duty, especially in Vrindavan, devotees are coming, and many need care. So caregivers, people say, what kind of service can I do? We can serve the devotees. And we're seeing now daily these wonderful Vaishnavas are leaving this world and going back to Krishna so they can always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So keep good association. Any questions or comments? There might be a microphone. Acha. Yes, Prabhuji.
I just want to ask how to choose a good association, right? Are we allowed to discriminate or we can actually then do it?
You must discriminate. You have to look and see. Not that we're judgmentally discriminating, but when we're hearing what are the qualities and what are the activities of a devotee, and you see somebody is exhibiting those good qualities, then yeah, I want to be with such a person. But if you see, even though someone has been around a long time, but he's just talking about this, that, then you have to discriminate. Yes, you have to choose very carefully your association. That's why many times sadhus, they're very recluse or keep in seclusion. But the temple and real devotee association is also seclusion. So yes, discriminate. Save your life. Mataji? So we should behave in such a way that...
Can you ask again because the bell
rang? Yeah, one more time, the bell was ringing.
How to behave from the enemy the first time that we see somebody in the earth? How should we behave?
I'm not sure if I caught it.
How to react to enemies if we see
them? Yes. Well, it's said that if we see that someone is maybe criticizing devotees or criticizing Vishnu, we should immediately go away from such a place. And just by the preliminary readings of Bhagavad Gita and hearing, we know what good qualities are and what bad. Good qualities are those who are praising God and who themselves are following the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. And anyone who is simply not following and or criticizing others, just you go away from them. Stay away, keep away, because otherwise our door to the spiritual world will be closed. Matter of fact, the door will open for hellish existence. So I'm not sure if I caught your whole, but you have to recognize clearly what is godly behavior and what is nonsense behavior. So if you look at the politics, that's nonsense behavior. If you look at the material world, it's basically they're misguided, blind leading the blind. But if you hear Prabhupada's instructions and read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, stay in association with devotees, this is the safe way to be freed from this hellish existence. Gopal Prabhu.
Because in this material world, we're all born into ignorance, and therefore it behooves us that in order to get this knowledge that we are discussing today, we have to approach someone who has obtained that realization. And so therefore, once we find someone, then the doubts that have arisen due to our contact with the energy will be dissipated from the lips of the spiritual master, from the books that we're reading. So all questions and all theories that we may have will be immediately alleviated from our consciousness. So that's why it's so important, Prabhupada is encouraging us to read, just like in the Nectar of Devotion, all of the characteristics of these great personalities, and persons which we should strive to associate with, they are given. So therefore we look for that in this person. And then when we see that in that person, then we want to associate with that. But it also tells us what the evil can also exist in these persons. And then we say, no, no, I'm sorry, we go away.
Okay. So we know that Srila Prabhupada is giving us the essence of Krishna, of all the great acharyas. So it doesn't matter what Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru brings us to Krishna consciousness. It's wonderful. Not to minimize, we should respect and worship everyone. But Prabhupada is our Guru. Srila Prabhupada is the Jagat Guru of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And all gurus are teaching us to surrender to his lotus feet and hear from him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.